This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In this extremely cold weather, home heating systems are working hard to keep people and pipes from freezing. New Hampshire's Emergency Management Director Perry Plummer has been urging residents to be patient but persistent with their service providers as extremely cold weather drives demand for fuel deliveries. Perry Plummer is on the line with me now. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
So your department has been urging people to be persistent with fuel companies. How strained are those fuel companies right now?
Yeah, right now, the good news is it's not a supply issue. There is fuel out there and people can get fuel. The problem is it's a distribution problem. They're just overwhelmed. In this day and age of right-sized manufacturing, right-sized deliveries, those types of things, there's not a lot of capacity. So when the weather gets this cold, some companies have to deliver twice as much fuel as they normally would in the same period of time, and they just don't have the capacity to do that. So with that being said, they're doing a phenomenal job. They're working around the clock to try to get people fuel, but certainly it's putting a strain on the system. So right now, all the fuel dealers are just really struggling trying to get the deliveries for their contract customers, for their prepaid customers, and then for their regular customers. And then the at-will customers, the people that call whichever dealer, are really at the end of the line in those fuel things. And that's who's really struggling for the most part, is the people that don't have a regular fuel dealer for the most part.
And when we're talking about fuel, we're talking about heating oil, propane, even wood deliveries? Or
No, right now it's really the main thing is fuel oil, but we have had some propane issues. Unfortunately, propane offers a greater challenge because the fuel companies can't deliver to someone else's tanks, so they have to get it from their own delivery service. Whereas fuel oil, they can shop around, and if they can find someone that can deliver quicker, then they certainly can exercise that option. And then we have a number of people that are actually buying diesel in 5-gallon cans and putting it in their tank for fuel, and that's perfectly acceptable. They use diesel fuel or they use home heating oil, then they certainly can do that. That is a great stopgap. Go down, buy diesel, and put it in there and get them through the cold weather until they can get a delivery.
Is the situation better or worse depending on where you live in New Hampshire, or is the whole state seeing the strain equally
right now? It's really, unfortunately, this cold weather has been statewide, and it's unprecedented. So the great news is the economy in the state is good. The bad news is it's really hard to get help. And so, there's a driver shortage, and then there's just an increased demand.
Fuel delivery restrictions have been eased. What restrictions are those?
So there's a federal and state law that requires drivers to only drive so many hours and be on the road so many hours, and those have been waived both at the state level and the region, the federal regional level, to try to give the drivers more time on the road to try to get those deliveries made. So those have been waived for the next couple of weeks to try to get the drivers to get more time. With that being said, they still have to sleep. They still have to operate safely. So they're at a point of exhaustion, but they're still out there working around the clock 7 days a week. My hat's off to them. I know that there's a lot of frustrated people out there, but, the individual drivers and the companies are really trying to meet the needs of all their customers.
We're expecting a lot of snow tomorrow. How do you think heavy snowfall will impact people who are waiting for a fuel delivery?
Yeah, the good news is the temperature is going to increase a little bit. The bad news is it's bringing in snow. So certainly it's like any business. When you're working in the snow where you can't see, the traveling's difficult, pulling a hose out to a backyard's more difficult, it's going to take longer. So it's going to slow down the deliveries a little bit.
What happens if someone's in a situation where they're going to run out and there's no chance that they're going to get a delivery before the end of this cold snap? What should those people do?
Yeah, the best thing they could do is call 211, and 211 will take information from them, and then they'll turn it over to us, and we'll call them back and start working through any options that we have to try to get them fuel, to try to get them diesel in their tank, or to try to mitigate the situation the best we can, or get them a shelter. The main thing is to have people stay safe. We've been working. We've had conference calls with municipalities, with fire, police, EMS, emergency management directors, all trying to keep our residents safe. And if someone's heating from an alternate heating source that may not be safe, we're trying to get the fire department to go out and check with them just to make sure that we can keep people safe. And I can't reiterate enough to check on your neighbor, especially if they're elderly. This is unprecedented cold, and we are in a little bit of a crisis here. So we really would like people to check on and try to all work together to try to get through this.
Barry Plummer, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.